Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Jessica. And we're two sisters momming, homeschooling, adventuring with our kids in the Pacific Northwest.
We are by no means experts, but we love to chat about what is and isn't working in our own lives.
Join in the conversation at homeschooladventurespod@gmail.com.
We have our first guest today, which I'm super excited about.
Me too. We love her so much.
She's our niece, London. And we're just going to talk to her all about what it's like being a teenager right now,
what it's like being in public school,
all the things. So, London, are you there?
Hi, guys.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Welcome. Yeah, welcome. Thanks for having me.
So, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name is London. I'm 16 years old. I have one sister and two brothers, mm-hmm. and I've been going to public school for all my life, and I live in Colorado, so yeah.
Awesome. Perfect. And where do you fit in this sibling group?
I am the oldest.
You are the oldest. Huh, we have that in common.
Wow, that's so cute.
The bossy ones, right? Isn't that
right?
Child is? Yes.
Definitely.
So things have been crazy with COVID-19. So what? How's this year been different from
all the other years?
Yeah, it's been really different. We've had to go from last year. We had online school until summer, and now that we're back into the school year, we're having to half online school and then half going in person. It's a very different environment, but, you know.
You're making it work?
Yeah, you know.
Adapting?
Adapting to all the new changes.
So do you like it better, how they've made it more of a hybrid this year versus, like, last year just being online?
I think in some aspects I like it better, but with the social aspect of everything, I don't love it as much because – and also with, like, getting help with your teachers and stuff, it's a lot harder. So you have to email and you have to wait for them to respond and, like, all that stuff. So in that sense, it's not my favorite. But in some other senses, I definitely enjoy doing the online.
Yeah. So just give it to us straight. Are your grades doing better this year or worse?
I'm actually really surprised. They're doing way better than they normally are. Like,
well, that's good.
I know. I'm very surprised because I'm not doing this good. I have all A's right now, but I just got a B from a chemistry test. Love that. Uh-oh. So, but other than that, I've been doing way better in school. And I think it's just, I've been so ready to get back into school, which is so weird for me to say because it's never like that. But just with, you know, being stuck at home all day, every day for like the past so many months, it's been fun being able to get back in.
So, like, school actually seems good because you've been so bored out of your mind?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So, what is your new normal looking like now?
So, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, I'm doing school online. I wake up at, you know, the time school starts, and I get on my computer, and I do meetings with my teachers. So, it's a video chat with all my classmates, and then half the students are at the school while we're on meet, so we're splitting it up. And then Thursdays and Fridays, I go in, and half the students that were in school when I was at home are now online.
Wow, that's pretty crazy, like, mm-hmm. that schedule.
Yeah, it took a while getting used to, but it's working.
It's working? You've got the hang of it now?
Yeah, hopefully.
So it's not like you can kind of, like, get on whenever you want. Like, you have a specific time you have to show up and be ready.
Yeah, last year, towards March and through the end of the school year, we were able to get on whenever. All of our assignments were due Friday, and we could kind of just do it throughout the week. I liked that schedule a lot better, but now I'm having to actually wake up early, get online, turn my camera on, be present, doing all the work and that for my online schools, which is not my favorite, but it works.
Right. Well, it might be that they're trying to prepare you for real life.
Oh, huh? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I totally understand the reasoning behind that, but that's terrible for you.
Yeah, it's not fun, but.
But you're getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell us about some of your interests. What do you like to do in your spare time when you're not doing school?
When I'm not doing school, I really love hanging out with friends, like every. I really.
Yes, you're a very social girl. Yes, very.
I love acting. I have. And stuff, but I also really love doing art and stuff, like painting, drawing. That's really fun for me to do in my free time. But yeah.
Yeah, you're really good at art.
I wouldn't say that, but.
I've seen your work and you are.
Right. So. What do you think you would be missing out on if you were homeschooled?
Honestly, I feel like I would say the social aspect, but just from hearing your guys' experience with homeschooling, I mean, the social aspect is still there. You guys meet up in groups and this and that. So I don't, like, obviously there's going to be something I'm missing. I feel like just really the high school, or for me, the public school experience altogether. I feel like that's the main one I'd be missing out on. But I...
Yeah, like all the public school things, like the dances and things like
that. Yeah, which, I mean, like the dances, the football games, the school events, all of those things. And just like that whole aspect.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from there. Especially since you really like to be around your friends. Yes,
I definitely love being around people.
Yeah.
You're an extrovert.
You're one of those extroverts. Those So what do you think, like, tough question right here, what do you think parents do not know about high school? We're putting you on the spot. We're making you spill all the secrets.
Well, I mean, there's definitely a lot that parents don't know about high school. There's, you know, I mean, they're old and so I definitely,
hey,
I mean, my parents like to say they've been in high school once, but not in the time we've been in, you know. I think the whole drug aspect of public school is very, you know, present. And I don't think parents know that as much, that it's a pretty big thing with, like, vaping and drugs, which, you know, all of that stuff you've seen in the media and stuff. That's probably the biggest one I feel like parents don't know. But I also feel in a sense that they don't really know the workload is another one that they're not really knowledgeable on. I feel like I come home and I've got homework and they want me to do five other things, but I'm like, got homework. I think that's another big thing. But yeah.
Well, that's something I was so surprised with is when you had started to talk to me about vaping, because it's like I was in high school and that was never a thing. So this whole vaping thing is just like a whole new thing to me.
It's weird because I know it's a newer thing and it's crazy because I'll talk to other people about it and they agree, like, it just kind of came out of nowhere.
And do you feel like it's like everywhere?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I say this all the time. I feel like there's people vaping more than they're just not doing it, which is kind of scary because, like, the dangers behind it and stuff, it's not really the best thing you can do for yourself, but it's definitely everywhere.
Do you feel like they know, like, all of the health risks?
You know, I feel like that's what I'm saying, because I'm like, if you know the health risks behind it, why would you do that to yourself, you know? And, I mean, obviously, you know, vaping is not the smartest idea from the get-go. But, I mean, with all this, like, new information coming out in the media talking about vaping and all the health risks behind it and the dangers of, like, when our, you know, our school's talking about it and saying the dangers, I mean, they still don't stop. And I truly think that they just don't care in a sense, which, I mean, is sad because it's definitely real and, you know.
Right, absolutely.
Because you were saying, like, it's something that they can get away with doing even, like, in school, like, during class or, like, in the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean,
that's so scary to me to think that it's something that's so small that that it can be hidden so easily.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's everywhere. There's people doing it in the class. There's people charging their vapes in their classroom in front of the teachers. The teachers don't notice it because, I mean, when you take a vape, it looks like a USB charger. You can just pretend it's something like that, and it's small. So, I mean, kids get away with it pretty easily.
Wow.
Crazy.
It's pretty scary.
Definitely. It's not a...
And how do you like feel like the workload with homework is? Like, how much homework do you typically have?
Every day? It's weird because, you know, before COVID, the workload, it was a lot, but ever since COVID, it's gotten so much more. I mean, it's recommended to only have like 1 or 2 hours per day on screen time. And, you know, no teenager actually follows that. But the workload that...
Definitely not you.
Of course not. But, like, with the whole workload now, we're on the computers the whole school day, and then we're doing our homework, and they're assigning a lot more homework than they normally do. I mean, they're assigning... There's times where I'm spending 4 to 5 hours after school on homework if it's a big week where I've got to get a lot done. And even before COVID, I mean, it was a lot of workload. There's times where it's really stressful. I have to stay up late. And it's hard because not every teacher is so relaxed and laid back on those kind of things, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, it's crazy.
I wouldn't have even, like, thought it was that much.
Yeah, it's crazy because my parents, I like, go through everything I have to do. And I think they think that it's just going to magically disappear or something because, I mean, it's still there. I've got lots and lots of assignments. I mean, there's obviously weeks where, you know, it's pretty good, only maybe an hour or two every day, but there are days where it gets crazy.
Wow.
So what do you think some myths are about public school?
Myths. I know that there's all these like things surrounding with, you know, what, the judgment behind it and like the high school experiences and all that stuff. I mean, there's so much to go on.
Right. So do you feel like it's different than what most parents are like perceive it to be? Or do you think they have a good idea?
The general idea of like parents and like people in general, I think the general idea of public school, it's there, but I do think there are myths about certain things. Like, you know, I mean, in a sense, peer pressure is a big thing where parents do think peer pressure is like the main thing that happens in school. I mean, it's not a huge thing that happens, but I mean, it does happen, but it's not the biggest thing that parents make it out to be. You know, I've always heard when I was little, like, don't fall into peer pressure, and peer pressure is everywhere. I'm not saying like there's no peer pressure, but it's not as intense as my parents or people like to make it out to be.
Do you think that's just because like you're kind of like have a good head on your shoulders?
Honestly, you know, if I take a seat back, I don't even know what the expression is. When I take a step back, like, and look at like my friends and then people in my classes who have fallen into peer pressure, it's definitely there. But for me personally, like, I always thought peer pressure was going to be, like, a super big issue for me, but I have a good head on my shoulders. I'm able to say no. I mean, I'm very stubborn in my decisions and my choices, and I'm able to stand back from peer pressuring. But when I do look around and see more of the more insecure people, I feel like peer pressure definitely gets a hold of them pretty easily, and it's definitely there.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So, okay. So, like, what are some of your future plans or, like, aspirations? And do you feel like you get the support at school that you need to kind of follow those interests?
So, for my future plans, I want to be an ASL interpreter. I've been getting into ASL. I've been learning it since I was...
I love that.
I've been getting into it since 7th grade. I was kind of doing it myself on YouTube and self-teaching myself with my friends, and it was really fun. And then when I heard my high school has an ASL program and then the teacher is a deaf person, I thought that would be super cool. So I signed up for ASL and I loved it. I loved going to deaf events. I loved interacting with the deaf. I loved just being a part of the deaf community, and I definitely want to pursue that in my life and in my future. So that's something I want to do for my future plans. And for does school and public school support it? I feel like the way public school shows, or the way public school supports students' future plans, it's weird because, I mean, you say some like outlandish dream or something and they'll shut that down in a way, which kind of like makes you doubt, and you know you have to go and do the regular and go in for a more normal future path, you know what I mean?
Right, like they kind of want to put you on that like college course.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not saying college isn't bad, like I'm planning to go to college, but there are students and people who college is not the best option for them, and it's not something that would work best for them, you know? And I feel like the way school makes it out to be that you'll fail at life if you don't go to college, it's kind of like, I don't really think that's the case, because there are people who just college isn't for them, you know? And I think that they should be supporting that, because there's a lot of people who haven't gone to college, and I'm not saying like don't go to college, but there are people who've gone to who don't go to college and are still very successful. And I think school should, you know, lay out more options for what you can do in your life and be more supportive.
Yeah, like give you more of that like entrepreneurial education. Yeah,
definitely. I also think that they should be teaching more about that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Just to give kids more options, because like you said, it's not for everybody. It might be for some people, but it's not for everybody.
And you're able to take like ASL classes.
Yeah, I've been taking ASL since freshman year. I'm in ASL 3, and it's really fun. I really enjoy it. There's obviously not everyone enjoys it in the class, but I've been taking...
I know this because this is one of like the few classes that I feel like I can really actually help you with.
I mean, everyone, this is what's funny, because everyone in the beginning only took ASL. I mean, I didn't do this because I was actually interested, but everyone kind of took ASL thinking it would be easy, but there's a lot more to it. And, you know, you guys, people don't realize that you actually have to focus in the class, but because it's a very visual language and a visual class, you can't sit there on your phone, you can't like ditch class or whatever. You have to be focused and, you know, engaged.
Not quite the like slam dunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so another question is, social media is a big deal right now. So how do you feel like it is affecting teenagers right now?
How is it affecting you and your friends?
I definitely think social media has ups and downs. I love social media, even though it's probably not the best for me. I know that. But, you know, I'm not willing to admit that to myself. But I feel like I definitely think social media is a big part in especially young kids' insecurities and their self-esteem, their lowest self-esteem. I definitely think that plays a big role in that. And I mean, social media is such an easy outlet. I mean, it's obviously fun because you're able to connect with your friends and this and that, but there's also down parts to social media that people don't really want to talk about, especially young teenagers.
Right. They don't maybe want to admit all the stuff that's on there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to admit this because my mom hears this, but, but no, I mean, I'm not saying social media is awful, but there are some parts where, you know, I mean, I've seen girls struggle with their self-esteem and their anxiety is something that has really stemmed from social media that I've seen not only in like myself, I can admit, but like from other girls too. And it's sad because, I mean, social media can easily consume your life. And I think
it's good that you can like see that.
Doesn't mean I'm going to change anything.
It doesn't mean you're willing to do anything about it
you
right
know, maybe,
now.
Maybe later down the road when I'm more open to that.
Yeah. But I feel like you kind of know what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think that, I don't know, it's sad because I do see girls who are very insecure and susceptible to things, and it ruins them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Do you feel like most everybody is on social media, at least as far as, like, the girls are concerned?
Yeah, I definitely think, I mean, everyone's on social media. When I was in middle school, I had social media, but, I mean, it wasn't, like, everyone had social media, but there was still, like, a good group of people who didn't. But now that I'm in high school, I mean, everyone's got social media, you know? I mean, there's very rarely right. you come across someone who doesn't. Even, like, the shy, quiet kids who wouldn't seem like they'd be on social media. I mean, everyone has social media. It's definitely a big part, which, I mean, I think it's good for communicating and being able to get yourself out there and talking to people, but it's definitely all around.
Here's a question, like, I was curious about. Do you feel like it, I mean, I don't, like, see this being a problem for you, but, like, in other people, do you feel like they have difficulty, like, communicating outside of social media, just, like, in regular conversation?
That is a big one. I've been talking about this, like, with my friends all the time. I feel like the more and more we make social media and, like, the way of communicating through social media, the more and more we just start, just instead of having normal conversations with each other, we're zoomed to our phone, which I think is sad because, like, you know, communication has gotten so much harder because, you know, you're not able to talk to them in person. There's a lot of people who just would rather just text you than talk to you in person. And I think that the communication skills have gone way down since social media.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. It just feels like everyone's glued to their phones and they're, like, scared.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, yeah. I'll be with friends at lunch and they're, like, on their phone and I'm like, we're eating lunch, just put your phone down. Let's all talk and hang out, you know? I think that the communicating is a big one, which I've been saying for a long time now. So I thought that was good that you brought that up.
Yeah. It was curious for me.
What type of apps do you think are, like, most common for kids your age?
Well, the big one right now and everywhere is TikTok, obviously. Snapchat, Instagram, those are kind of the big ones. I know there's, like, Twitter and stuff. Kids my age don't really use Twitter or Facebook.
That's
yes.
For the old people, right?
Yeah, that's what you always tell me. You say I'm an old lady. That's
what I say.
That's what the kids
saying. Those are kind of the main apps that are in today's world.
Yeah, that the teens are using. So, do you have any friends or anyone that you know of that is homeschooled?
I don't have any friends that are homeschooled. I have one friend who does online school. It's fully integrated online school. She's been doing that since freshman year.
And, like, what are her thoughts about it? Does she miss? Does she
feel
like she's
missing out? So I went to middle school with her, and I went to my high school, and she went online. And so I just recently was talking to her about this, and she really, really loves her school. The way they've created it is very easy access for her, and she's really enjoyed it, the way she's talked about it. The rules are way different than public school, which obviously online school is not homeschooled. It's two different things, but the way online school and public school, they're so much different from each other as well. Like, the things that she was able to do are way different than what I ever heard.
And, like, obviously she still has friends.
Oh, yeah,
100%. Friend. Like, how does she? Yeah, how does she get, like, her?
Yeah, I actually asked for this. So basically her little brother, he is one of my friends. He goes to my high school. So she, from middle school, she had friends. And then she also does dance. So she makes a lot of friends that way from, you know, out of school or out of just extracurriculums that aren't really under a school.
Yeah.
And then she's met friends just through, like, her brother and her online school. They have a building where they can meet up. No one really goes there. It's like a few times people go there and talk. But there's, like, on Wednesdays or whatever, they're able to go. And if they need help with from their teachers, or more hands-on, they can go. So she's made some friends that way. But most of the time, it's from either her extracurriculars, like dance, or from the friends she already made in middle school / her brother's friends.
That's cool. So she doesn't really feel like she's missing out.
Yeah, no, which is crazy to me because, I mean, I know this is such a stigma, but when I hear about, like, online school – or, like, homeschool, I always think, like, what about the social part? How are you going to get that? But, like, you know, I see you guys and your kids are able to get all the social aspects they need. And then my friend was able to get her social time too.
Yeah, it's just like in a different way.
Different than how I would do it with public school.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's just what you're used to, right? We haven't had to do it a different way. So we have, you have a brother, mm-hmm. and we have a nephew who has special needs. Do you want to tell our listeners of what course. That's like for you as his big sister?
Of course, a big sister. So having a brother with special needs, it's definitely a challenge. It's not impossible to deal with, but it's definitely there. It gets hard sometimes. The attention part is definitely a big one, which I don't blame my parents, but, you know, the attention is mostly on him because he needs it. It's harder to get my parents' attention a lot more because it's mostly on him. And then not only that, but now he's got diabetes. He was just diagnosed. So that's also a big one that plays a role in his life, which is crazy that he's has to deal with that, which, you know, but yeah.
Super tough. I mean, to like have that new diagnosis on top of, you know, all the other things he's been dealing with, and your parents, mm-hmm. you know, are having to spend a lot of extra time. So I can see how that's like hard on you guys.
Yeah, which too. I mean, I like my parents have done such a good job. Like the patience they have, the determination they have with all of this, like it's insane. Cause I mean, they're still able to balance not only like my brother with special needs and his and him them needing to be there for him all the time with diabetes, but they've been able to balance their other kids in their life really well. I mean, obviously not every day is perfect, but they've done a really good job with it, and I'm really proud of how they've done and handled everything. Aww. Don't tell them I said that.
Yeah. You've done well. I mean, I've
their big sister.
Yes. Yeah. Too. And I've seen them in action. They are, like, incredible. Like, right. It's so cool to see them just, like, work together. And mm-hmm. and it's just really, really, like, amazing. Wow. I don't know how they do it. But I would also say that it has built so much character in you and your siblings. Don't you think?
We definitely, like, we fight a lot, obviously, like, brothers and sisters. But at the end of the day, I love him, even though he gets on my nerves. And I'm glad that he's my brother, no matter how hard it is.
Yeah, even though he's stealing all the attention.
I know. Give some to me.
Mine needs hers, too. Do you feel like, okay, because you are, like, on top of things. I feel like you have a good, like.
I was so impressed when you came out this summer and, like, your wealth of knowledge on
current events and the political climate and all the things. And, you know, I was so impressed by the way that you have so much diplomacy. Like, you have this ability to, like, have a conversation with someone with a completely different point of view and just, like, not make them feel bad or, like, act like you are so superior. You just have this way about, mm-hmm. like, you know, honoring their opinions.
Thank
as
you.
Well. So I was super impressed by this. And I'm just curious, like, is this, like, something you and your friends talk about? Like, is this just your interests? Or do, like, the other kids your age, like, are they into
So it's weird because I'm going to be honest, none of my friends are really, like, you know, I mean, they know what's happening in current events and stuff, but they're not really, like, you know, they won't really talk about it and stuff. I just kind of started researching things and hearing things and doing my own research on certain things, and that's how I was able to get more information on current events and the political climate and all of that stuff. And I mean, I definitely think that, I mean, now we're in high school, a lot of people are definitely, they definitely know what's happening in current events and the political climate. They know what's happening. I don't think as much kids this age research a bunch of stuff. I mean, there's obviously those kids, but I think that, you know, they hear things from their parents or just from the internet and stuff. And, but I mean, everyone knows about it, but I don't think people are talk about it as much as I would think.
Well, for not really having like a place to like conversate about it, I feel like you did a super good job of being able to do so. So yeah, I was impressed.
I just feel like at the end of the day, everyone's going to have their different opinions, and you can't really change them unless it's some kind of something that they're willing to change, you know? But no, I just...
Right. They have to, like, yeah, come to their own definitely, conclusions.
I don't know. It's weird because none of my friends talk about this stuff, and I just only recently started, like, researching things and hearing things because, you know, news has been crazy lately, and you're hearing everything. So, obviously, right. I've, like, kind of been interested in it and wanting to know what's happening in this world, what I can do to be a better American in this world and just do the best for myself and for my community. So, it's weird because none of my friends talked about this, and I kind of brought it up to them, and they were like, oh yeah, I didn't even know that, this and that, and it's kind of weird that I just kind of did it all by myself.
Interested. Well, I think that's like such a beautiful example of like, if you're interested in something, you'll learn about it, and like you'll retain the information. Like, the interest has to be there, and it definitely is there for you. So I think you can be an inspiration to your friends, and like, obviously you've been an inspiration to us too, so I think that's super cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you have been an amazing first interview. I don't know if we top this, but we always ask one last
question.
Okay,
I'm ready.
So, what are you currently obsessing
over?
Okay,
this is really, really embarrassing, but I'm currently obsessing over this app called Among Us. It's like this app that every teenager has been using, and it's so much fun. It's kind of like Mafia, kind of like Mafia because there's a mafia, but it's called the Imposter, and then there's a bunch of other people who are like the crewmates. They go around, do tasks, and have to figure out who the imposter is, and the imposter goes around and is killing the crewmates. It's so much fun. I've been playing it with my friends. You can play with your friends through it, and yeah, it's just been something I've been obsessed with over the past few weeks. So yeah,
that sounds super cool. I've never even heard of that. So you're so much more current than we are. All right, Jess, your turn. What are you obsessing over?
I'm so lame. It's just Instacart because it helps my introvert self be able to stay home and order my groceries and have them brought to my house, which is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, you are obsessed. They're always like delivering.
I know.
Every time I'm over here.
Every week. What are you obsessing over?
Okay, mine is probably just something that matters to me, but I've got this very curly, aka
beautiful curly hair
situation. It's a little crazy, and it gets pretty out of hand depending on the weather. But I found this amazing stuff, and you can get it at Target, but it's by Kristen S, and it's this air dry cream. And it has made a huge difference in the amount of frizz factor that's going on. So
it's been awesome. My daughter has.
We have the same the hair.
Same hair, and I have never.
Hers is way more beautiful than mine.
So we've been using her hair too, and it tames the frizz.
Tames the frizz. And makes the keeps hair. The curl.
Yes, exactly.
So that's been my latest obsession.
Yes.
Well, thank you, London, so
thank
much
so
for
much
joining
for
us
having
today.
Me.
You are an amazing young woman.
I'm so glad I got to be on this. This is so special. I was nervous, but I'm glad I was able to do it.
Oh, you did amazing. You might be taking over our job.
No, you guys are so much better.
No, we love you.
Love you guys more.